The next patient is Bruce Rice. The last name is R-I-C-E. The first name is B-R-U-C-E. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white male, originally from New York. Is a patient of Ms. Catherine Campbell. Catherine is K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L, A-P-R-N, who is referred to this office for evaluation of the CKD stage 3. Period. This patient has a lengthy history of atherosclerotic heart disease. Open heart surgery was done in 1996. Four bypasses were done. And the patient has had alterations in the cardiac rhythm, apparently atrial fibrillation. The patient had an ablation with Dr. Baker, P-E-Y-K-A-R, and has been on a chronic anticoagulation. The cardiologist is Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, who is ordering the current cardiovascular evaluation. He had a stress test yesterday. Period. The patient is asymptomatic from the cardiovascular point of view. In 2000, the patient had a prostate cancer that apparently was out of the prostate, and for that reason, radiation therapy was given. He's having significant prostatism that is followed by Dr. Pobi, P-O-B like in boy, I. Period. There is a established history of anemia that apparently is iron deficient. Iron deficiency. The patient couldn't tolerate the iron pill. The patient is telling me that the blood pressure is fluctuating, and sometimes he doesn't have to take the blood pressure medication. Sometimes the blood pressure is high, is on and off, and I'm asking him to follow to follow the blood pressure and bring the blood pressure log next time in order to have a better idea of his condition in that regard, period. I think that the patient has a CKD, and the major considerations are nephrosclerosis associated to the diffuse atherosclerotic process related to the aging. He is 83 years old. He has a long-standing history of coronary artery disease. In the middle part of 2002, there was evaluation of the proteinuria, and there was no significant proteinuria detected in the urine. The other factor that we have to keep in mind is this patient has a prostatism that is significant. Whether or not an obstructive component for the CKD is important. Number two, the patient has a history of hypertension. A blood pressure log is requested. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, status post-ablation. The patient is on chronic anticoagulation. Following number, iron deficiency, as mentioned before, and an iron deficiency anemia. We are going to complete the nephro evaluation, the nephrology evaluation, and we are going to keep you posted with the progress. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, with in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and the documentation 9 minutes.